Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Or good afternoon, whichever the case may be.
Good
We're taping
evening.
A little early to send Oscar off to one of his business meetings. And I have to share this with you because, Oscar not so much, but Rob and I love food.
Yes.
And we love food stories. And I think really in comedy circles, is there any restaurant that takes more garbage than the Olive Garden? I think the Olive Garden has been the butt of a lot of jokes for many, many years.
Unlimited bread basket.
Yeah, because
breadsticks.
They sort of set themselves up for it by saying they don't really feature how great their food is, but portions.
There was a time in Manassas when Catherine, my oldest daughter, was totally into going to the Olive Garden, and I finally relented.
Why?
She just wanted to go. I guess the when they saturate the airways with advertising, I guess at a certain point,
it's
you really want to dive in. And
just like, I'm with
well,
my
your
family.
Well, you're family. When you go there, you're treated like family.
Yeah.
Mike, the Olive Garden.
I got to also realize my camera, I try to move this camera away as often as I can.
No, Mike,
but
we're not.
Closer.
Looks like an endoscopy.
Closer.
Move back.
Yeah, it really
move back.
That's not a tumor.
You know, Oscar, the Olive Garden reminds me of the old joke. Two old people are sitting in a restaurant, and they say, "Have you ever had food this horrible?" They said, "This food is horrible in such small portions."
Welcome to Florida. One of Olive Garden's main investors is a company called Starboard Value.
Didn't he used to be on Battlestar Galactica?
Hello, I'm Starboard Value. And they just released a 300-page PowerPoint presentation yesterday on everything that's wrong with Olive Garden.
It's like a meeting with Oscar.
So I think their goal, here's the deal. Their goal at this investment firm is to take control of Olive Garden's board
hostile,
of directors.
A hostile takeover.
I think this might be based on a hostile takeover, but I'm not sure. Would you like to hear the problems that they put in this 300-page treatise about Olive Garden?
And I like Mike, and I think you and I should opine, and Oscar should offer counterpoint because he's
skinny.
Well,
I can only tell you that I was there one time, and I had, I think, a pasta with shrimp on it.
Sure.
And the only thing, because I think it's in here, the only thing I remembered was their sauces and everything that they put. Everything was oversauced.
Yes.
And the sauce was as bland as it can be, and it was very thick and red. And I got the impression everything that was liquefied there, sauces, dressings for salad, everything had kind of a flour quality. They thickened it with flour, and that also is for those of you that enjoy a good clam chowder. That is also, I will tell you, that is the key to a bad clam chowder if you thicken it with flour. Good clam chowder should be almost like a brothy consistency. Yeah.
You know, I think
I've
one of the problems is that when they keep sauces warm for long periods of time, they thicken on their own as well. So that could have been just
I never knew that.
Old sauce. Yeah, the water cooks out.
Yeah, but I think this was more just putting, goo and thickener
I thought
in there.
Thick sauce
corn
meant good sauce.
Well,
no, see, that's what Americans think.
Depends.
That's what non-foodies believe. But really, if you go to a great Italian restaurant, Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're going to get, like, say, a linguine with a clam sauce. And incidentally, I am in my wheelhouse right now. Okay?
Yes.
If you go there, you will have a almost liquid, soupy kind of quality with, like, a broth thing with oil and clam juice and stuff. And it'll be down there.
And it'll be
the
amazing.
Thick doesn't work. Yeah, well, a lot of people like fettuccine Alfredo, right? Which is really thick. And I think that's what Americans like. Thick, big, well, and people that don't know food.
Every time,
you know?
I associate my visits to the wonderful Olive Garden, it always seemed to involve Carrie's mom, because we would visit her mom, who is no longer with us in Newport News. And the meal was always, we didn't proceed.
Primary reason she's no longer with you. I mean, not to be cruel.
Well,
but
no, I mean yeah. You know, the dining options were limited. And right. our appetizer
or
was never.
Or were they, Rob? Were they really? Were they really? They weren't limited. She wanted to go to the Olive Garden,
no,
right?
Because what she would do is she'd say, I can't believe we're waiting in line for this.
She was not. Good for
bless
her.
Bless her heart.
Well,
she
I
was
love
not
her.
A patient
I love
woman.
Good.
I loved her to death.
So you rolled in there a couple of times.
Yes.
On your own,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And
let me,
the gimmicks,
yes.
You know, it's gimmickry. It's gimmickry. But let's see what the treatise
well,
says.
Well, it's also one of the most successful chains in America. One of their big problems, according to Starboard Value, mm-hmm. is Olive Garden staff are too generous with the free breadsticks. Now, wait a minute.
Ooh.
So right away, they're coming at this from an investment standpoint.
They're hitting them below the belt.
I mean, I think really the fact is,
can't
with based
under
on the
their belt.
Based on the food quality, they ought to bring a a wheelbarrow full of the breadsticks and just pour them on the table.
But I did a little research on this, Mike, and they say the breadsticks at Olive Garden actually undergo a chemical change. They are less appealing. After 7 minutes,
well, that's
on
in
the
here.
Table.
That's in here.
And if
they
you
say,
think about that, what is in them that they're ever changing?
Mm.
It's disgusting.
Well, they say servers are only supposed to give the table one breadstick per person, plus an extra.
Right.
They only refill the basket when they're all gone. But servers have been giving out extra breadsticks, and that's a problem because after 7 minutes on the table, quote, the breadsticks deteriorate in quality. That is nasty.
Can you imagine
wow.
what sort of odd sort of Guardians of the Galaxy bread are they using
yeah.
that it transforms before your very eyes?
They then go to waste, and that cost adds up. The presentation also calls out the quality of the breadsticks today versus how they were in the 90s. Quote, I love this.
Yeah.
Who wrote this? This is fun. The lower quality refined flour breadsticks served today are filled with more air and have less flavor, similar to hot dog buns.
Yes. Now, do you know, I theorize, and I think it's been brought up in other places, the reason that they're over-serving the breadsticks is that the servers, of course, they're not bothered with bottom line, and you're an old restaurant
no.
guy, Mike.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you bring more
we called
breadsticks,
it meal bread. It was called meal bread.
What it is more breadsticks means less attention to be paid to the person at the table.
Also a better tip.
You don't could be.
Because you're giving them breadsticks.
And you don't have to keep coming back and bringing them for a table of four plus one breadsticks.
I remember the fine cuisine at O'Mara's when I was a little disappointed in the meal bread because we settled.
Yes.
And then we got an upgraded meal bread, and I thought that was still settling. And I realized, to be honest with you, going to a restaurant and getting bread served to you that is truly fine quality is
yes.
an extraordinary rarity. And really, if you want to know, there's really only one way that it's going to be great.
How's
and that's
that?
Usually if it's baked on the premises and it's made right there. It really, I mean.
What time did you start
so
baking the bread at O'Mara's?
4 o'clock, I was in there with Mr. Whipple.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact
yes.
us at foodnetwork.com.
Thank you for finding that, Rob. No problems ever finding that one, that's for sure. One other revelation from the presentation. Olive Garden doesn't salt the water it uses to cook pasta, which is a staple at virtually every Italian restaurant that makes pasta taste good because no salt means, oh, my God, the pots last longer.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you kidding?
No.
Mike,
are you kidding me? So they don't put salt in the water because they want to keep their pots?
It voided the pot's warranty. And that's why they didn't salt the water.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. Can you imagine
a restaurant Olive Garden,
that makes pasta for a living?
I can't believe that.
Yeah, and you know what? Salted water with no salt in for pasta is like the pasta will have no flavor.
I'm never going back.
How many times have you been?
Have you been?
I used to go every lunch when I worked in Manassas. Please, it was right.
You would go
the
for
corner.
Lunch?
Not me.
You would go for lunch?
There are people that work that, and again, when you work in a community, it's much like you're in college in a dorm room.
Right.
The person with the most power decides, right?
Right.
So you're there. You're like, okay, the biggest guy.
Did the E-man? Did the E-man like to go to?
He
Olive
loved
Garden?
It, but everybody in
oh,
management.
Oh no, E-man loved the Olive
everybody
Garden.
Everybody in management loved Olive Garden, and I say, all right, we're going to lunch. Just before we actually. Thank God it was 6 months until we started the podcast.
Right.
But every lunch, was, okay, we're going. I was like, hey, maybe we should try Fridays. Right around the corner, you know?
I'm guessing.
And they said, no, Olive Garden. And let's right. do it. And
Olive Garden lunchtime must be considerably different than Olive Garden at dinner.
Oh, especially my God. In Manassas, let
yeah.
me tell you.
Yeah. I can actually, by memory, I lived there so long, I can remember. We have, Manassas, the restaurant's Manassas. We have an Olive Garden.
Yes.
We have a Red Lobster.
Not anymore.
We have a TGI Fridays.
They're all those are all within walking distance of each other.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why do you mean no more?
I think all the Red Lobsters have closed.
No.
I believe
no.
so.
It's still open in Manassas.
I believe they closed.
Mac, look up Red Lobster. Mac, do you have your computer?
Where did you hear that?
Where's that little germ?
I read it on the news.
They're not closed.
Where's your big, Mac, where's your big laptop today?
It's in my backpack. I haven't set it up yet.
No. Mac is just enjoying
way to
the
prepare
show.
For the show.
He's
okay,
enjoying the show.
Good.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, very good.
Red Lobster, I think, is still in business.
I heard that they were closing. They sold
well, let me
out
look
and liquidated.
It up, damn it.
I'm looking it up right now, Mike. I'm looking it up right
all
now.
All right,
continue.
Hold on.
And it's
see.
Sad, Mike, if it is closed, because that really limits the possibilities of going to a restaurant where you can drink out of a lighthouse and keep the glass.
They're all open.
They're there's open, Rob. What made Rob? What in the name of God got into your brain where you thought Red Lobsters were closed?
I'm guessing cancer because I really thought that all the Red Lobsters were closing. You know what? I must
you know
get
what,
to a
Mike,
doctor.
I just heard all the McDonald's are closing. Just heard that today.
That's horrible.
They just
news.
Had an ad. I saw an ad like last week. Okay, let me go. Let me see if I can do it all by memory. Okay, we got Olive Garden. We got Red Lobster. We got Ruby Tuesdays. We got TGI Fridays.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We got, what's the one? It's not Long
Who
John
knows?
Silver's. Captain D's Seafood. McDonald's. Burger King. Bob Evans. Denny's.
Yes.
Wendy's. Taco Bell.
Yes.
And
you've got that chicken place at Spanish
Applebee's.
Yeah,
we have an Applebee's. Chick-fil-A.
You have a Hooters.
Hooters.
Yes.
And
is that a Pollo Loco? A Pollo Loco, you got that there too.
There's Guapo's.
Yes.
Oh, I miss Guapo's. You know, that's one thing I miss. I miss the chicken at Guapo's. The chicken at Guapo's was the best
in Florida.
They have chicken there.
There are so many Latinos there. I'm sure
there's
you could
Pollo,
find a new
here we have Pollo Tropical.
That means
as a matter of fact, I will try.
Chicken.
I'm gonna try Pollo.
Break out the maracas.
I'm gonna try Pollo Tropical today. I will try Pollo to keep me out of Culver's.
What makes it tropical? Do they put like pineapple on it?
I haven't been. I'll let you know. Maybe I'll get a hat.
There used to be a great show,
a sombrero
on Univision. It was called Corte Tropical, which is a tropical haircut.
Hold it. The show is called Tropical Haircut.
It used to be.
Tropical Haircut.
As a kid, I would watch it. It was based in Miami. And
sure. I've seen it.
It was all these hens cutting hair, you know, living their lives.
Cutting hair. And, you know, you're familiar with the Dumb and Dumber bowl cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On this particular show, they used a coconut.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, people refer to food differently in different parts of the country, I've come to find out. I grew up in Miami, Florida, went to a small college in Ohio. My roommate, my freshman year, was from New Jersey. Our first night in the dorm, I had never met this guy. He goes, hey, you want to go halves on a pie? I found out later he meant pizza. I had never heard that put like that in my whole life. I thought he wanted to get a pie. You know, I was like, you want to get a pie? Well, I hadn't really thought about that. This guy wanted a pie, so I wanted to be open-minded. It's my first day in college. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's get a pie. You seem to like pies. So we got half pepperoni and half pumpkin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cabby Fiber Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks! Pretty soon we'll start our November initiative for KCJJ.
Is it going to be our holiday listener of the day?
I could do that, though.
Why don't it be nice?
Why don't we pick off players on the Hawkeye team?
Oh, yeah, for the
Hawkeye
football team.
Hawkeye of the day.
That's
the Hawkeye,
should,
the Hawkeye
that's,
football player
that's
of the day.
That's what we should
do. And you know what? That must start immediately. That will be our September initiative.
Right?
Fantastic.
That would work.
Make sure. Now,
half
listen,
September,
Mr. Sports.
Half October.
Hey, Mr. Sports, make sure you check with Bridges and Lang about that, because you'll screw it up, and you'll mention somebody that's been, like, redshirted or something.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Wait. Another wrinkle. What about band member of the day?
Oh, my God, we'll do the band. Forget the football
everybody
team.
Does
the band.
Okay.
Kevin Castens, is that the band leader's name?
And you mean B-A-N-D, not B-A-N-N-E-D, right?
No, band.
Okay. We don't want anyone who's been banned.
Like, band on the run.
Like the band.
Yeah, the band.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
It's the band!
Because they get it. Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel.com. FanDuel maximizes your football fun by making you part of the action. If you haven't joined FanDuel yet, I've been talking about it like crazy with Rofo. You need to change that this week. Get involved in it. It's a lot of fun. Turn your fantasy expertise into cash money. There's a guy that won our league this week that had won 7 times. And, you know, some people just have the aptitude. If you're one of these fantasy gurus and, you know, you're realizing that you're putting these great lineups together and, you know the right guys to pick, give it a shot. You could win some serious money.
Yes.
This guy, Chris Prince, we talk about him all the time. Over $656,000 he won playing fantasy sports at FanDuel. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts, no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, and the contest entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you can't win if you don't play, so get started today. Remember, there's a new user special, but the offer ends soon. You got to act now. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use the code TMOS, and the first 50 people to use that code will get their deposit matched up to $200. That is free money. FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel. Every week is a new season.
Hey, you know what? I just was
Bayon.
Reminded
by
So long.
Bayon.
Oscar just reminded me of something. I saw him silence his phone. You know, Mike, with our early start today, your do not disturb won't work.
Yes.
So you may want to silence your phone.
But
atta boy.
I have turned it off.
Oh, he already turned his leprechaun button off.
Nice.
And that is my new OtterBox.
OtterBox.
Yes.
Charging OtterBox.
It's made of real
this
otter.
Better product than the Mophi, if you want to like a little recommendation.
Dollar?
Well, the bottom line, it's double the charge, so it's more than 100%. I'm doppel.
Does
I'm
it get
my
but
charge.
Does it get hot when it goes to the auxiliary battery?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It really doesn't. No,
I hate
it does
that
not.
About the Mophi.
Really?
But yeah, you have it in your pocket. I think like I'm having a leg stroke.
Oh.
There is a heft to this that I'm very fond of. Mm. So I like the fact that it's black.
It's 10 pounds.
Yes.
Maybe that's why your back's jacked up.
Solid carbon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am very, very happy. You know, we started out with food, and today we're going to talk a little bit about it. Before we get started, I do want to talk about Cat 2014 and the fact that I was feeling the Quan yesterday. I want to ask you guys about this. We won't get any ticket results for the next day or so, so we don't know how we are doing, but I will tell you that I might have violated the Prime directive.
Oh, you looked a little happy last night.
What did I write? I have to remind myself. It was simple.
I saw.
I can't
he thanked everybody. Like, he won an award.
I think he just said, no, my
I did not thank everybody
I
won an award. 10
people, let's say 9, including Marcus Serta, maybe 11, bought tickets, and Mike was like, yes, you guys are the best.
That might have been
that's
the
what
quote.
I said.
You
I said, you guys are the best.
And I said, keep it in your pants.
Have you ever overreacted to a Facebook post?
And instantly, Hank Bernard, I don't need you. I don't need you to get on my homepage and say, any count on ticket sales. Okay, Hank? I mean, my stomach is turning to shreds over this, and you did not need to do that for me. I don't know.
Today's
I know you probably
Joe
care. there, and it's probably coming from a loving place. But that was so he wrote on my Facebook, on my homepage.
Yes.
Any count on ticket sales? This is 16 hours ago. He writes this. Any count on ticket sales? And I wrote back, 10,500 pre-sold. And then he writes back, is that all? I was hoping for at least double that the first day. I don't know. I mean, you know, I told you I'm going to be going a little squirrely about this.
You know what? Like, may I say a message to Hank Barnard? Hank, your money's no good here. Don't come.
No, that's ridiculous. We're not in a position to do that.
No.
We are not in a position to do that, right? And then another guy was like, Reno, tired of Reno. And it's like, I unfriended him.
What is he tired of?
Reno, Cap. Why? 2014. We're going to be live on November 15th. And we're going to be doing a meet and greet. By the way, I had to change my ticket. I changed my ticket so that I could get out there earlier, so we can do. I didn't like the idea that I was getting in at 7:15. I'm now going to be. Guess what, Rob?
What?
Guess who's meeting you guys in Denver?
Not me.
Loner Mc. Yeah. Loner McLoner. Why? What are you doing? Big O and Dukes introducing a candy bar. Yeah. What's going on? Why aren't you? Why aren't you coming out? Yeah, fantastic.
I call Lars family.
Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Sit in the car. Go to Sirius and do the maneuver. Okay, right.
I want Snickers. Right.
Why are you Twix? Not going out at the same time
because
with all the other guys?
I ran the numbers and I'm driving out. It's going to be amazing. I got an Uber.
How
come
you're not
going to
be with everybody else?
Because I'm actually arriving a half an hour before you guys. I'm flying. I'm flying from D.C. to San Francisco and then to Reno.
The Reagan National Airport.
Yes. It's closest to my home.
Oh, that's right.
It's closest to my home.
I get it. I get it. Well, that's a shame. I was hoping that we'd have the big teary reunion in Denver. Like, I'm going to run into Rob's arms and then I'll say hi to my wife.
And
so it should be a lot of fun.
On that Sunday, I'm staying till, I think, 7 p.m. in the evening. So I can
that's
make
right.
sure.
That's right. You're staying late to the
I'll take a red eye
oh, boy.
Back to do the show on Monday morning.
When do you depart on Sunday?
I think an hour before you guys.
So noonish?
An hour before you guys.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's probably ideal. That is, if you want to live, Oscar.
I'm going to get the plane with a check in hand, and I'm going to come do the show, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
I actually, I refrained from booking the 6 a.m. flight. Because really, who really knows what's going to happen?
I mean, you could be on a hot streak.
Yeah.
Who really knows what's going to happen in Reno? And
It could have happened where 6 a.m. you would just say, oh, you know what? Thank you, gentlemen. Here are the dice, but I must get to the airport.
Well, I spoke to Carla about it. You know, I've been on the wagon since February, so we don't really know what's going to happen in Reno, but,
is that
going
to happen?
I don't know. Well, no, Rob, it's not like I am in a 12-step program. You know what I mean?
I know.
I have chosen to do this.
Well, that sound also
indicates
several
things.
Rob,
now, you just gave me a complex. Is that going to happen?
Well, no, Mike, I mean, you use that sound for a lot of things.
Don't be weak, Mike. You're better than this.
No. Mike, I say, Mike.
Let me ask Alan
what he
thinks.
I say drink on the flight out.
Hold on. Alan, what do you think? Alan?
Oh, Alan?
I think you shouldn't, Mike. You should stick to your guns.
I'm not sure
Alan.
You introduced your intern yesterday on the show. That might have been
this
a pre-show
Alan,
thing.
This is Alan, and Alan is Alan's here with me in South Florida, and Alan helps me with everything. Now, if you see, if you have the stream or you're watching this on video, Alan is my sponsor.
Stay strong, Mike. Stay strong.
Actually, you originally as an intern when you needed to assemble some IKEA furniture, right?
That is true.
That's
and Alan stayed with me. So,
Mike.
Now, for those of you that know about wrenches, this will be a funny gag because I'm holding up an Alan wrench. Hello, I'm Alan.
May I address Alan?
Yeah. Hold on. God. Let me get closer.
Yes. Alan, Oscar Santana here. We met briefly last time. I just want to, a couple of things to keep in account. And I hope you convey these to Mike. Drinking is probably going to lead to more gambling, which will lead to more losses.
Mm.
Just a thought.
I think you're right. Yeah, I'm doing a Hulu now.
Hey, ooh. Can I ask Alan a question?
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Alan?
I'm Alan. Yes.
Do you think that with Mike's wife away, Mike is losing his mind?
Yes. I think so. How are you?
Yeah. Remember to behave, Alan, or it's close. Back to the tool chest for you.
Yeah.
I'm pressing my face up against the camera.
Alan.
Is he metric?
Is he metric?
He must be European.
Yeah. I don't know. Hi, I'm Alan. Anyway, so I'll be leaving, yes, about an hour before, probably about noonish.
Perfect.
I'll be heading out of town. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it is the – I thought maybe that I was getting happy. I'm a little superstitious about ticket sales. I want to make sure
that
we're
doing –
You got to
wait until it's sold out before you get happy, Mike.
That's right. And
I
not
know.
Even
I
then,
know.
Mike.
And what did I write? I wrote, yes, you guys are the best. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
That was foolish.
Yeah.
That was foolish on my part. Because now if I happen to come back and go, we're not coming to Reno because you didn't buy enough tickets, then you know, then it
then
will be. But
the,
I always get
paranoid.
But
Mike, then they're the best at letting you down.
Somebody was about to buy and said, you know what? We are the best. We don't have to go.
Yeah. Do you regret your folly? And I think, you know, you can always delete the comment.
I completely disagree with what you said, Mike. So if that helps it at all,
well, you don't.
Yeah,
think they're
Oscar
the best?
Does not think our listeners are the best.
I mean,
where do
until
they?
Until we're sold out, they're the
right.
best.
Well,
right.
Well, here's the
right.
thing. I said to hundreds of people in Reno 2 years ago. I said we're coming back. Mm-hmm. We had such a great time that
except
we're
except for
back.
That guy that drank too much. Remember that guy?
Oh,
and he
yeah,
passed out.
That
right?
They dragged him out.
Had a horrible fall.
They carried him out. Right? Didn't the paramedics take him out? You know, incidentally, a message to him, moderation in all things, including moderation. Thank you. This is just the period of anxiety. There are multi-layers of anxiety. Mm-hmm. One, getting this thing publicized the right way. I'm very confident that we have publicized this the right way. I'm also beginning to think now that we got the date and we buttoned up everything with Circus Circus. Now, slowly but surely, I experience two forms of anxiety. The first form is selling the tickets. That's the key. And then, at the same time, I'm noodling through doing crazy, kooky, fun things that are going to be done with the show, that are going to be special, and living up to what we did the last time. And, you know, I know you guys were talking about, you know, bands and whether we're going to do a band again. Well, I think we should. I think because I think we did last time. We had
right.
a local band that wanted to participate with us, and they wanted to get up on stage, and we didn't have to pay them, and I thought that was a perfect
deal. Also, door prizes. I spoke with Chris Yoko yesterday.
Oh, yes,
said,
they love door
prizes.
There
may prizes. Be sponsors that may be interested in this.
Well, see, that's one. See, now we begin to build all of that.
Right.
But the key to all of this and the source of my greatest anxiety, and the sooner that we can sell this show out, the better I will feel. And, you know, and I asked Rob today, I said, what's your gut feeling? And, you know, what's Rob going to say? Rob is the most positive person in the world. And, you know, I hope he's right. But Rob seems to feel that he has a gut that this is a groundswell of support.
Stop insulting the man.
No, who am I insulting?
Mike, be honest. My first thing is
you said gut four times.
You said, what's your gut feeling? I said, it's feeling like expansion.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about being fat.
Yes.
And the fact that Rob, in years past, has gone on crash diets to lose weight for live shows. You know, we'll discuss that when we come back, because I might have to do the same thing. We'll be back with the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Hey folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, and if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the More Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com, that's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
Yeah.
How about that?
He's back, baby.
Yeah.
I have a question. Was somebody holding him down when he did that? I don't know. I'm just curious. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Mailing and shipping things is a classic lose-lose situation.
Yes.
Going to the post office takes up all your valuable time, and leasing a postage meter is expensive, requires a contract, and has tons of hidden fees. What's your fee,
hey,
Wade?
What's your fee, Wade? This is my deal, Wade.
Hey, I can't do it because there's a hidden fee.
All right, hidden fee.
Luckily, there is a better way. I'm talking, of course, about Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Stamps.com even gets you a special discount that you can't get it at the post office. No way, no how. Get ready for this. You can save... Listen to me,
yes.
Up to 80% compared to using a postage meter. We use Stamps.com all the time to mail everything, and it saves time, money, and our sanity. Isn't that right, Alan?
Yes, yeah, right, Mike.
But anyway.
His intern, Alan.
I wanted to say, act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer that includes a free digital scale, up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS at Stamps.com. Thank you very much for that.
Nice.
All right. We were talking about Reno Cat 2014.
I'm sorry. Where's
Where's the disconnect?
The disconnect.
Where's
is,
the disconnect?
The disconnect.
I'm dreading this segment. I couldn't say Mike O'Mara's restaurant with Rob would have bandages on his head. He would be wrapped in a mummy's cloth, and he would find a way to play. If you own a failing restaurant, I say Cat 2014, and that's what.
Yeah, but earlier a Mack truck drove right through that dead air.
That's right. And you know how you can tell it's a Mack truck? Because it can't be heard on microphone.
Okay. Driving right through the dead air. I left my computer in my backpack. My computer, my backpack. I'm doing right now, my giant computer. My super backpack. Look at that computer. God damn, look at the size of that thing.
It's anyway. Nearly a desktop.
Yes. So... Reno is coming up. We're very excited. We're going to be out there November 15th. And, you know, both Rob and I fight the battle of the bulge all the time. We
always talk
about our fat. Before we get to Rob, I have to confess that when Carla is away, she's my keeper. You all know that.
Of course.
Yeah. And look, the bottom line is I'm down here. I'm not going to cook for myself all the time.
No,
I'm not going to do
you don't
it.
Do that.
I don't. I'm not. I did when she first left. I ran out to Costco. I made myself a wonderful dinner. But by and large, it's just wherever the
wind
motorcycle takes me. And like
you got
yesterday,
all that
for example,
free time. Was there some new places?
Was there some novelty in cooking for a day or so?
Yeah, I mean, I was into it. I actually made a nice. But it's terribly depressing.
It's lonely.
You know, you just you don't want to do that. You'd much rather go out and grab something and just fuel up.
Sure.
And so that lends itself to misbehavior. And over the weekend, because there's more alone time, at least I get to talk to you mooks on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. I tend to really wig out on the weekends.
You could FaceTime us.
I had an that's okay. I FaceTime my wife and kid.
But like Saturday at noon, wouldn't it be nice if we all got together?
We're watching the game?
Sure.
I think that one of the reasons that we have been successful in this association, gentlemen, is that, really, at the end of the week, it would be safe to say if there's not something going on for business, it's like, okay, guys, thanks a lot. See you later. And we are, we're gone. Really?
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The secret to success, Mike, is time apart. That's in marriage and business.
I ate something this weekend on Sunday that I've probably eaten more at a sitting, but this was something where I got done eating it and I knew I shouldn't do it and I felt crappy, and I went out to the drugstore to buy some shampoo, and suddenly that part of me that says
you need to eat something bad. You need to eat that. You need to you're alone. You're alone, Mike. And
I'm going to get a better processor for this, okay? Hold on a second. This is the way
you realize it's kind of like when a dog finally realizes that the electric fence is off.
Yeah, like, what? I'm not being shocked anymore?
That's right.
You're alone. You're alone. Reward yourself. You're alone. Reward. She's not here. She's not cooking for you. She's not supporting you. You're alone. Eat, 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 eat.
Jeez.
And I'm
That's
in the
haunting.
Drugstore.
Yeah, he is great.
And what I did, and I'm not proud of this, and the reason I'm sharing this is so that I will be chastised for it.
You're
I will
shaming.
Be mocked
you
for it.
You want to shame yourself.
I will shame myself into not doing it again. I purchased.
Now, you're still at the drugstore, or did you go to a grocery store?
I was at the CVS. I was at the CVS, and I bought Neutrogena Men's Face Lotion with SPF 20,
okay.
Which is what I use when I'm out in the sun down here.
Maybe 50.
Why are you
use 50.
Because you look like a man.
Why are you guys
your
applauding?
Age. Look at that skin.
20 is nothing. Get 50 next time.
High def, Mike. High def.
You know what you also
didn't
notice today? You know what I did today? I trimmed my beard today.
Yes.
And I overshot the runway with my mustache.
I wouldn't say I didn't notice.
I have a David.
Oh,
Mike,
my God.
I wouldn't say
hello. Hello, man.
I've always loved the David Niven look. I think you look fantastic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I got shampoo.
Yes.
By the way, I use the tea tree herbal essence.
Must smell wonderful.
I bought the Neutrogena men's face lotion with SPF 20, which I put on when I'm going out and about.
Are you wearing a helmet these days or what?
On my motorcycle?
Yes.
No, around the house, Mike.
Oh, my God.
What is the oh, my God?
You're so
for?
Irresponsible.
I am not irresponsible.
That's classic me. I need to look cool on a bike, me. You have a kid and a family. And by the way, three guys and families over here and listeners that are listening right now that need you on a daily basis.
At least wear a helmet till November 16th.
Yeah, they're non-refundable tickets, by the way. Get
I hate Oscar when he calls me out. Oh, I hate Oscar.
That's a different conversation. Back to your meal.
So your answer is yes, he is wearing a helmet.
So I got all the stuff that I needed, and it's nice. It was a pretty nice little Sunday afternoon.
Nice.
Just lingering in the drugstore, and the guy at the front, it's a very slow process when you check out. So
did you get enough items at the drugstore that you had to get one of the small carts, or did you use a basket?
I used a cart. I used one of the small carts.
One of the mini carts?
I didn't know how much stuff I was going to get.
Okay.
Didn't really need it. I could have used the carry cart, but I had the little tiny little wheel cart. It's
right.
Like a mini version
sure.
of a grocery cart, and I like that. And then I was so relaxed and had so much time on my hands in the drugstore that I got up to the front, and there were two people in line ahead of me, and there was a guy behind the counter, this man that really appeared to be 99 years old, and he was going, "Well, you have a CVS card." Okay. And then I just said, "Okay, F this." I turned around and did more shopping, and I went back. And this time I said, "Oh, let me go buy the frozen section, the frozen dairy section." And I purchased a pint of Häagen-Dazs gelato stracciatella.
Now, is that
Does anybody
flavor?
Know what that is?
No.
Would it be strawberry?
No, stracciatella is a vanilla base with a dark Italian chocolate interspersed.
Oh, fancy.
It's really like a gelato version of chocolate chip ice cream.
Now, Oscar, define for me gelato and how it differs from ice cream.
It's like champagne really isn't champagne unless it's from some part of France.
No,
exactly.
Gelato is actually imported from Italy.
No, it's a different freezing process that incorporates less air, so it's denser.
Sorry.
That's right.
Is it healthier for you?
Yes. Always.
Is it really?
No.
No, it's not, right?
No.
It's not.
It couldn't be any worse.
So is gelato heavier than ice cream?
Yes, much more dense.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, is it heavier like calorically? Because I didn't read
Well, it would be because it has less air in it.
More sugar.
Okay, so I bought the stracciatella, and then I said, and I went by, and right next to the Häagen-Dazs, and incidentally, the Häagen-Dazs, this is just me to the Häagen-Dazs company. We know you make great ice creams, but you could really up the ante in the flavor department, in my humble opinion.
They don't have a lot.
They don't have a lot of flavors, and the ice cream is fantastic. Stands on its own. But next door to the Häagen-Dazs and the little pints were our good friends from Vermont. We have debuted many Ben & Jerry's flavors
on the
show.
Program. Yeah.
And their Ben & Jerry's has the greatest pistachio ice cream known to mankind in honor of Mr. R.J. Diaz. I picked up a pint of pistachio. Which was something I brought them home.
Now, Ben & Jerry's is also very dense. I would say they actually kind of mimic gelato, even though it's ice cream.
Yes.
You can actually tell, you can weigh different pints of ice cream, and there will actually be different weights for a pint because of the amount of air that's incorporated into them.
Well,
and Mike, heavier is better.
If we're doing the math, there's two pints you have now?
I have two pints, I got them home, and I will tell you this. I sat down, and I am watching CNN, and I am diving into the stracciatella gelato, which just seemed to me to go very, very, very quickly, like unbelievably quickly.
What are you watching?
I think I was watching
Cable News Network.
No,
yeah,
what are you watching
CNN.
Exactly? So is it something that's going to stress you out? Because when you stress, you eat faster.
You know what? Might have been watching some news about all the crap that's going on in the world, and I might have been a little stressed out.
Mm.
And so I'm all over the place with TV viewing, and I'm watching it. And suddenly I looked at the bottom of this pint of stracciatella Häagen-Dazs gelato, and I said, God, I can't believe that's just gone.
Yeah.
How did that go? How did that go so quickly? And then,
Mike, do you like
slowly
jokes?
But surely, what
do you like jokes?
Because I love
the
jokes.
Funniest jokes is on a pint of ice cream when it says serving size and it says 4 servings per container in a pint of ice cream. And I think we all know that to be a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Once you get
it's a lie.
More
it's
than
half a scoop. It's a, that means it's a half a scoop ice cream if you consider that a serving.
I don't know
a serving if you happen to be what's that mouse movie? You know the little one that Michael J. Fox was the voice for. Stuart Little.
Oh, Stuart
yeah,
Little.
Yeah, Stuart Little. A serving, if you're Stuart Little. Yeah. If you're a normal human being, it's not a serving.
I agree. What is, oh, God. Do you ever get to a point where you're at least a little full or is there ever, could you go and get one scoop of ice cream at your, let's say, Baskin Robbins?
Right, like a
cone. And then you're like, okay, that was filling, that was
enough. Does it ever get to a point where I'm a little full?
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops. 24 fine fries. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full.
Thank you.
That's right.
Physically.
Physically.
But so the answer to your question is no.
Okay.
I got to the bottom of the pint of ice cream and I was looking at it and I there's a window. It's about 20 minutes. If you relax and you sit, yes, I would probably feel extremely full. It's the 5 minutes after that where the body is still going. You know, it's still saying to me,
"Eat more, eat more, eat more, eat more." That's not enough. That's
room.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough.
And you know, there's physics at play here, Oscar. The top of a pint of ice cream is actually wider than the bottom. So when you've eaten what looks like half, you've actually gone further, and the ice cream begins
so
to disappear. Here at a greater
it's
rate.
So true.
Even if you're eating at the same rate, Mike, the ice cream disappears at a greater rate. It's almost like the way a penny will accelerate if you drop it off the Empire State Building.
Thank you.
It's all science, Oscar.
When we come back, I will tell you how this date ended, and I'm doing this just so I can hold myself up to public ridicule. We'll be right back. welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by LegalZoom. When you're figuring out your future, you need peace of mind. Everybody knows that. To get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family and your finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help that you can trust? How about LegalZoom.com? For over 13 years, LegalZoom has been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, and living trusts. LegalZoom also helps file LLCs, S-Corps, and more, because they do it because they protect you against personal liability. S-Corporations, LLCs, they file them for you. LegalZoom was started by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it easy to get the legal protection that you need. Have questions? You can always reach out to someone at LegalZoom, and they'll talk you through the process. It could not be easier,
sure.
And it's cost-effective, too. Now, you can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they are not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter our code TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com and use promo code TMOS today to protect your business and take control of your family's future. We love LegalZoom, and we think you will, too. Welcome back to... Oh, yes, Oscar was going to say something.
I set up an LLC through LegalZoom, and I've done it through an accountant as well.
Right.
Through LegalZoom, it was 75% cheaper.
Yeah, there's no surprise there. And they give you the, you know, here's a little bulletin, and I can tell you this about LegalZoom. You go to attorney's offices, and quite often they'll say, hey, I need this, I need that. There's a thing called boilerplate.
Yep.
Yes.
Boilerplate is they go, even the best attorneys go to the their little file, mm-hmm. and they have something that's ready to go, and then they make little modifications
sure.
on it. Well, you know, LegalZoom has the same kind of information there, and it's a lot cheaper, and it's completely legal.
Yes.
And that's very, very important. They've done very well for people, and if you don't want to throw a bunch of money at a lawyer, this is a wonderful alternative.
Yeah.
So check out LegalZoom.
Perfect.
We urge you to do that. All right, getting back to my terrible little Sunday. So, as you know, you get to the point where if you sit and you wait, you're going to be fine, because suddenly you're just going to go, you know, after a pint of that stuff, it's going to be like... And you're gonna
right.
Well, but that 5 minute window, that window where you're in that orgy of loneliness, and as a friend of mine says, you can't get enough of what won't satisfy you, and that is absolutely true.
That's
and
very sad, but so true.
Oh, it's extremely true, and true about food more than anything else at all. Food is number one, as far as I'm concerned, for not getting enough of what won't satisfy you. And you just sit there and you're on autopilot. And everybody's had holidays or vacations where they've gone away and you eat too much. And when you eat too much, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but you get to a rhythm where you're with the family for a week and it's maybe Christmas time and, lunch comes around and you have no desire for food because you ate a ridiculously large breakfast.
Yeah, but you're
with
your family. You feel like you have to eat.
It's on schedule. Like you have to eat. It's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
So if I had lingered longer, after I was done with the stracciatella,
and I'll do anything for food.
If I had sat there and I had lingered on this, I would have been fine. But no. The pistachio was calling me, and I was going.
It's in the freezer. Go get it. It's in the freezer. It's in the freezer. It's gonna freeze too hard. You want to get it while it's still soft? Go get it. Go get it. Come on now. We'll have the nuts. We'll have the nuts.
And in my mind, and this is seriously, this is how my twisted mind thinks. There was a part of me that remembered that my doctor had said to me that one of the things I need to eat on a daily basis. Are tree nuts.
Oh, God.
Pistachios, correct me if I'm wrong. Are pistachios tree nuts?
Yeah.
Are pistachios tree nuts?
For the sake of this story, let's say yes. I think they are tree nuts.
Uh-huh. I think they are tree nuts.
They
and
are.
So off to the freezer I went.
Good.
And in no time at all, I finished the pistachio as well. And then really felt my body like going into some sort of diabetic coma.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara is seizing.
Yeah,
amazing.
It was horrible. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. And the only reason I'm copping to it on this show is because I want the ridicule. I want to be chastised because I should not have done that. And it was horrible. It was horrible. Those little cheap ass pint things. It's just
I don't know if the pint is really at fault because I think that the pint revolution it sort of happened say maybe 10 or 15 years ago because
right.
when we were growing up, what would you get? You would get a quart or sometimes even a half gallon of ice cream.
You get a quart or a half gallon. That's what my folks used to get.
Yeah,
in
you
our
get
house,
you know
Breyers for the whole family
or Schraffs, and sometimes you get the Neapolitan Chuck Van Straw.
Where was the?
God, I'm pulling up the.
Rob,
who
came up with the concept of the pint?
The pint
of ice cream.
Probably an executive who wanted to maximize profit versus quality.
Rob does a little spiel on the shredded lettuce and embedded things like that. Shredded lettuce and
perhaps we'll do it at Cat, Mike.
Was it the, no, we won't. It was the cheaping. It was the cheaping of everything. So do you think the pint came from a desire to
I think
be
actually
cheap?
No, I really honestly I think the pint became the boutiquing of ice cream. And I think Häagen-Dazs sort of led the charge is they wanted to make the ice cream seem more special. And by a smaller portion with a smaller portion they could attach a larger price tag.
Please, now hold on. I know what's happened. I'm predicting this. I could be wrong. Oscar has found the calorie count. On both.
That every time I do this, I think of, for all that ice cream he ate, he could have gone and had like maybe two
porterhouses,
number one meals, or he could have gone to Burger King, gotten a Whopper and fries and a diet soda, and then said, you know what, woe is me, that just wasn't enough, and then driven to McDonald's and got a number one Big Mac, fries, and another drink, and maybe a small shake.
I can answer this because when you totally spin out, you spin out. Very rarely to ice cream. Things have to be going really wrong in your life before you go to Baskin Robbins.
Now, wait a minute, though. They're not, I'm lonely, but they're not going wrong. It's
no, I'm talking about Oscar. I'm talking about Oscar and why he's thinking this way.
Okay.
Your go-to junk food is fast food.
Yes.
And for Mike and me, that's not what we go. That's not where we go.
What is your go-to, Rob? What do you do?
Ice cream, I think. I think ice cream, if it's in the house and it's what I want to go, that's the thing to do.
Ice cream is my downfall. It's a lot of people's downfall.
Oh, God, yeah.
Why buy
it
then?
Yeah,
why even keep it in the house?
Well, I don't keep it in the house. No. I brought it home and ate it.
What about Rob?
You just have it. Sometimes
what is
you
in your refrigerator right now? What is in your freezer right now?
Right now, I have the Costco, the Kirkland vanilla, which you hate, but I swear to you, it's the best vanilla ice cream out there.
Oh, my God. You know nothing about ice cream.
Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm stupid and I don't
like
to eat.
No, but it's not. Kirkland is not the best.
It
is. Kirkland has a lot of good stuff, but they don't. Not their mass-produced ice cream.
No, their ice cream, the mouthfeel, Mike, the vanilla flavor, the real
vanilla
flavor.
You would put Häagen-Dazs vanilla next to Kirkland vanilla,
yes,
and you
would
say that the Kirkland was better.
Yes, I would. I'd say that it has a more pronounced vanilla. vanilla flavor.
Blind taste test when you get up here, Mike. We'll do that.
And you know what? If we keep eating like this, we might be blind from the diabetes.
You're just under 2,000 calories at 1,840 calories for your two pints you had earlier this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. FYI. Appreciate that.
There you go. Well,
and speaking of calories.
I walked the dogs for an entire block last night. What's that?
We've got a show here now, just under 2 months. The usual weight loss challenge happens around now.
Yeah, that's true.
We've got a shorter amount of time. The winner out of the gates is always Rob Spiewak. What's going to happen?
Rob has Rob for our last live show a year ago had lost 100 pounds, correct?
I've lost 100 pounds several times, Mike.
You've lost but you when Rob puts his mind to it, he does really well. Much better than I do. I probably tops I've lost 45, 50 pounds.
You know what?
But I
don't
want to
be up on stage.
But I don't gain back as much as
I
Rob.
Agree.
You lose more and
I
you
agree.
Gain more. You know what? Mike, if you're going to go big. That's what I say.
Go big.
I don't want the stage shot to be your boy and two bean bags. You guys got to get in shape for the show.
It's 2 months. It's very, very difficult. It's 2 months. And, you know, what are your plans, Rob? What are your way? You've been, obviously, you've been thinking about it.
You know, I have. And I think
listen
that.
Listen to that. Listen, isolate that sound.
It is so miserable. I hate it so much. But I think the initial thing is going to have to be, I'm going to have to go dry for the next couple months.
Oh, my God.
Because drinking is the...
Oh, listen to Pony. That's like going, Pony says, Rob's not going to drink, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's Pony's unleaded.
I was going to say, what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, adjust your investments, because this will change the economy. But
by the way, I went, when I quit drinking in February, and it changed nothing.
Well, because you found another addiction.
Well, no, I really didn't find another addiction. Yeah, I mean, I basically have eaten badly when I was drinking. I eat the same now. And it's just, it's not like taking alcohol away. I lost most of my weight in my lifetime when I was drinking heavily.
Really?
Well, because of the vomiting.
Alcohol's never been a big deal for me with the
most I've ever lost is when I wasn't drinking for those 3-4 months.
Yeah,
because you got that fly of metabolism.
Are you kidding me? You got to work on this, man. I work all the time on this beautiful body.
And by the way, when he says fly metabolism, he means it's very cool. It's very fly.
It's not cool. It works against me every day.
It's fly.
Pretty fly for a
Bolivian
guy.
First of all, my mommy is not here, and the fact is that my keeper being away from me is normally Carla's phenomenal at willpower.
I'm sure she's gonna look amazing
and working out and just getting her done, and so she kind of keeps me straight. I would not, for example, those 2 pints of ice cream, that would not have happened.
Oh no.
If now Carla though has her day of the week where I happily bound along when she has her bad eating day, and the problem is that when Carla goes back on her program, I don't join her for that either.
So it tends to spill off into like a long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out, the back is healthier, and that's a key for me because it gets me out and gets me moving.
I think exercise for you too, Rob.
Well,
you can stop drinking and then go back to that gym.
I got to get back to the gym. I think I'm still paying a membership, so I really should use it.
You should definitely go. Now, I guess the worst part, and this is what I think we'll put you guys exactly where you need to be, is you don't want to. One, you don't want to spend more money to buy a new suit or a new jacket.
True.
Right? Because you'd have to do that fair.
Oh,
I'm already thinking about it. I'm not dressing up. I'm doing casual. We're doing
To each their own, Mike. To each their own. And I would say
I'm
wearing
I'm doing casual at the live show.
I'm gonna wear cutoffs and a hoodie.
Well, no, what I was thinking, it is Cat 2014.
Yes.
Something on that, I don't want to tip all our hands here, but something on that stage will have to be tied into Cat 2000.
You're
gonna
go as Garfield?
Well, I think that I think we all need to
Heathcliff.
Probably look, Oscar. You are someone who has shown a proclivity
Heathcliff.
To jump into the cute costume. So I know you have no problem with that.
Oh,
Rob
that.
Is a showman and he likes that. And
I have an idea. I have a classy way to invoke
right.
Cat. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
you do? We'll think about it. I think we will keep that a secret until November 15th on stage at Circus Circus. We will then let people know what our uniforms are going to be. But it doesn't change the fact that we'll be doing a meet and greet. They'll be wandering the hallways there. And we would like to look our best. And
I remember at the last Reno Live show.
Right.
I was at a bar.
I will not be that weight at the last
show. And I was having a beverage, one of 3,000 I had that night. But it was early in the after party, right?
Right.
And there was this knockout listener, and we only have like a handful of them. God bless them. Most of them are dudes, and they're just running around.
Sure.
And they've dragged their friends along, and I'll high five the Mendina brothers all day long, right?
Right.
They come down from Sacramento.
They're fantastic. Yeah. They're all coming. They're all coming to CAT 2014.
But there was this girl, I forget.
I said they're all coming to CAT 2014. They're all coming to CAT. It's like a learning disability. He has a learning disability on this particular thing. There's some particular reason. I do it on purpose. I do it on purpose.
And we love you for it, Mike.
Pretend that it is my restaurant. My failing restaurant. And I, you know what? And if you do it that way, then you'll remember it.
Okay.
Like you do every time.
I don't like to call attention to your failing restaurant.
CAT 2014.
No, so you love paying it. You love calling attention to my failed restaurant.
I don't.
That's why you pay that. You play that all the time.
I don't like
that. I'll hang out with the brothers all day long, but I remember this young lady just out of the corner of my eye, and Rob's doing his chitty chatty. Like he's talking, he's laughing, and she's like, "You know, you look so great." And she's telling him how good he looks. And I'm like, you know what? He's earned this. He's learned a little jock sniffing. He's learned
right.
something like that because you lost 100 pounds.
I did.
Right?
Yeah.
So
did you lose
100 that.
Pounds for Reno and for the State Theater?
I think the State Theater was 100 pounds. And then there might have been like 20 more. So I guess 80 would have been fair for Reno. I don't know. It's, you
really?
Know, what, Mike, there's just been so many numbers and statistics bore me. It's really, you know, it's so depressing, really, when I think the grand total of pounds I've lost.
It
and
is
still.
You are probably in a record category because I have watched Rob probably, I want to say, four times during our association lose over 75
That's not
pounds.
Great for your heart either, because if he loses
no, it's not.
If he loses it this time, he's maybe he
no,
keeps it off.
It's great for your heart. I know this, is that if you go to my Facebook and you click through yes. my photos fast enough, it's like a flip book with a very unhappy ending. he gets bigger, he gets smaller. It's like watching the blimp of the balloons at the end of the Macy's parade.
Would it help if somebody put that together for you so you'd see it? And
no,
not
I
not want to be
it.
That way.
Here's something that you need to know, Oscar, and you probably can't even wrap your head around it. Whenever you tell someone that they need to lose weight, they already know it. You don't ever need to tell someone they don't look good. Mm. You don't ever need to tell them that doesn't fit you well, because trust me, they know it. They've already wrapped their head
yeah,
around
but
it.
See, I come
it's
from
just the, brave that I leave the house.
I come from
well,
the,
you know, it really is. It's the equivalent of if you had somebody that had horrible burns, right? And
no,
you know,
no,
you,
burns
you
can't. You can only graft that just two or three times, and
you're
yeah, okay. where you are.
Well, my point is, though, you know, you people that are fat, yes, they can do
what
something about it.
What about a hideously disfigured arm, Mike?
But to be honest with you, if it was something that they could do easily, they would probably do it. It is, and usually for most people that are overweight,
it sucks to lose weight.
There is a lack of willpower. There's a lack of willpower to start with. There is a laziness factor.
Sure.
Usually, in some cases, not in all, but in some cases, there is a laziness factor. But there is a process that is normally quite a battle. That's why they call it the Battle of the Bulge. And, in order for me, I can only speak for myself. In order for me to get where I would want to be, this is the I think the great conspiracy of the entire diet industry in America, and also the fitness industry, and all the things in the magazines, mm-hmm. and just this phenomenal culture that we have. They don't address the number one thing, which they really should, and everybody should say.
Please.
In order to do it and do it successfully, it is hard work, and it is also something where you have to change permanently, and you have to do
you're
something
right.
where you're going to change permanently. And if you don't change permanently, you're not going to do it, and it's very, very, very frustrating for people. And in America, you know, you say, "Oh, you got to get healthy, you got to do this, light this, light, low fat this," but we go into a grocery store. Really go into a grocery store, and if you don't like vegetables and fruits, you're screwed.
Yep.
You are screwed because they hurl this fattening, horrible-for-you food at you, and you know the whole story about go around the perimeter of the grocery store.
Right.
That's what you should do because all the stuff in the middle is so it's a challenge, and the people that are heavy that are listening to me right now, I know that. I understand it. It is extremely, extremely difficult. If I wanted to really get where I want to go, I would probably leave here every day, and I'm not exaggerating, I would probably want to be in a gymnasium for 3 to 3.5 hours to really get to where I wanted
to go. Just finding the light switch.
And so when I went into the gym,
kind of worth coming in today.
What happened? What happened to me when I went into the gym? Seated rows, baby. Seated rows. And I probably herniated a disc by doing that. And I looked at myself. I was almost in tears. I was saying to Carla, I said, you know what? Jesus Christ. You know, even when I try, it just throws you, and you can't get sidetracked because athletes don't get sidetracked.
Right.
Thin people that work out a lot don't get sidetracked by an injury. But sometimes I say to myself, is this body that God has given me, does it have to go to effing war with me when I just want to get a little healthy and it drives me nuts? And that's why I'm in the pool now doing it.
There's a picture that I will lovingly refer to as Magic Mike. That we saw while we were in Maine, and where he's got this beautiful desk where you've got a bunch of family pictures of people that are at your family home up there.
Yep.
And there's a picture of Mike, and you're standing right on the deck. You've got shorts on, nice khaki shorts. You've got a golf shirt that's tucked in with a belt, and the belt doesn't look like it's screaming. And I said,
tucking shirts in. That was such a fun thing.
That's like a history lesson.
Yeah, but you look great there. And I said, look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at him. And, you can definitely look you know that way.
I was thinking, and Oscar's referring to a picture that was taken when I was 7 years old. we will take a break when we come back. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's cake. She's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Do you know what might cheer you up? Or some jokes. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? You look for the Fresh Prince. The physicist sees a young man about to jump off the Empire State Building. He yells, "Don't do it! You have so much potential!" The first rule of Alzheimer's Club is don't talk about chess club.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Man, there must have been some booze flowing today.
What
the
F goes on there?
That's a
sober as a judge.
People listen, though. I've seen your numbers. Congratulations.
I think they're on drugs.
They're waiting for us to start.
I really think they're on drugs. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got news you may not need in a second here. Let me tell you about Harry's. Shaving stinks. You know that. You get razor burn. You get cuts. You get nicks. You get scrapes. Plus, razor blades cost a fortune until now. I love my Harry's razor. I love shaving this morning with that incredible razor. And I am so sorry to that one listener that I said that each Harry's razor blade came with those four blades. It's five.
Five.
They've got five blades.
Five.
It's one pass with the razor, and you are easy peasy. It's fantastic. Harry's makes their own blades in their own German factory, crafted by shaving experts, and the result, blades that respect your face and your wallet. On average, you'll save $150 a year just by using Harry's instead of other lousy blades. And I want to thank you all for sending me your pictures of your Harry's packages when they arrive in the mail. Check out this deal on the starter set. $15. You get the razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades brought right to your door. There is free shipping. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get on.
Oh, salon.
Salon.
And she has a sister. Her name is Bellamo.
Go to Harry's.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. Everybody's doing it. That's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer, and start shaving better today. Thank you in advance.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Apple Inc. says 33 million iTunes account holders have accessed U2's free album.
Oh, yeah.
33 million.
What are they? There are people that are saying that it downloaded automatically. Does that have to do with your settings? Because I had to go and get it.
Look, it was on your cloud, and people were upset about this.
And I said, hey, you.
What Apple
get
did.
Get off of my cloud.
Is they pushed their album to everybody's iTunes accounts, right?
Okay.
Now, it didn't download to your phone. You could choose to download it to your phone. A lot of people were confused about that. It didn't take up your memory. It was there for free if you wanted to listen to it. Now, A lot of people downloaded it by accident because they're like, oh, what's this?
Okay.
And then this is what sucks, Mike, and you might get to this in just a second. A lot of people had to figure out a way how to delete it off their iTunes list.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple had to go out of their way and publish a patch or a fix so you could do so.
Well,
too much thinking. Too much thinking. That's what that is.
How stupid are people that they don't know how to delete something from iTunes?
People are dumb.
Wow, they are
dumb. I heard a rumor that McDonald's actually, though, is going to be teaming up with Apple to offer menu items on McCloud. And they're going to call it McCloud.
McCloud.
Sorry.
They're going to kill.
Sorry about that. The company issued a statement Monday from Senior Vice President Eddie Q. That's really his name, C-U-E, Eddie Q.
Eddie Q!
With the first usage numbers for the surprise Songs of Freedom released by the company. Apple gave the album to 500 million iTunes account holders last week during the company's iPhone 6 unveiling news conference. But Oscar let you know the problems that it had, so it's not all perfection,
I'd take
everybody.
A free U2 album, even if it wasn't the best.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like U2. That's what it
yeah,
sounds
it's
like.
U2
it's
fine.
You like U2, Rob? Are you a U2
fan?
Yeah,
they're good. They're good. I saw them in concert a couple times. I think that lately they've sounded more like themselves than normal, but this album is fine.
You
I've
know what
in.
Sucks about this entire process is that this I know that they were paid for this, right?
Right.
But somehow you two came out like jerks on because this happened.
I don't know. I think that it's
because of the technical hassle.
Yes.
Don't you think Apple looks like the jerk, not you two?
Yeah, but they don't want to be involved in that. They want to be involved in finding a cure for AIDS.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow on the show too, Oscar, we can address this whole. I'm reading an awful lot about the iPhone 6 and how these other platforms are lapping it, and that it's really not as new and as shiny and exciting.
It's not as new, but Apple's doing it, so.
He still loves it. George Clooney is sure to take home a trophy at next year's Golden Globe Awards. Gordon Globe. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association announced Monday that 53-year-old George Clooney, an activist George Clooney, will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the ceremony on January 11th. He deserves it. The award is presented annually to an individual who's made an incredible impact on the world of entertainment.
Well, good for him. You know what? I think it's nice that he's recognized him. Has he gotten a Globe before for acting?
He may have. I'm not sure. Kanye West's impassioned speeches have become legendary as part of his Yeezus tour. His stop in Brisbane, Australia was no exception. According to those in attendance, the 37-year-old rapper reportedly unloaded on the media in a 5-minute rant during which he declared, "I'm a married Christian man with a family. Pick another target." This guy... he's such a pure ass. Yeah. Why are we supporting him? Giving him publicity? I mean, he's an ass, and his music's not that phenomenal, humble opinion.
What he was defending himself against is the concert, but I think the day or 2 days before.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Okay,
he was referring to criticism of his latest snafu in Sydney when he demanded that a wheelchair-bound audience member rise to his feet to dance before he continued performing his song. It was an incident the rapper reportedly described as BS blown out of proportion. No. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the tape. It's on tape, Kanye. You look like a complete a-hole. You couldn't tell that the individual was in a wheelchair, but you did stop your concert and direct your attention to the individual in the wheelchair who couldn't stand up because you wanted everybody on their feet because you're a spoiled, emotionally stunted a-hole.
Mm.
And who now more and more people are wishing bad things happen because you're such a complete jerk.
Mm.
He did seem to learn from the Sydney debacle. According to the Australian newspaper, he was more cautious in his demand for the crowd to rise to their feet in his next concert. Oh, God, he's such a pure ass.
He really cannot. I mean, just know this. You can't ask for people to stand. You can't demand a standing ovation. And it's not how you do it.
Let me give you a few words. Kanye, just a few words for you. Dignity and humility.
Yep.
Okay? Just a little dignity and a little humility. Try to find it. You got more money than Jesus. You got the beautiful wife. You got the trophy. You got the trophy wife. How about finding dignity, humility, and class? Just search for it a little bit more, you know? Nobody's going to take it away from you if you start being a nicer person. They're really not, Kanye, so get your act together.
At that second concert, he said, "Hey, Wheels, you stay there. Everyone else, stand up."
Hey, Wheels.
There you go, hey, Wheels. The New York Times has crunched the numbers on NFL player arrests over the past 15 years. Here are some highlights from their data. The Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson's team, have had 44 players arrested, cited, or charged since 2000. That's the most in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals are a close second with 43, followed by the Denver Broncos with 40. At the other end of the spectrum, the Arizona Cardinals, the Houston Texans, and St. Louis Rams are tied for the fewest with 11 apiece. That's the fewest.
Wow, 11.
Since the what year, though?
Practically an arrest a year.
14 years, yeah. It's not bad.
That's 14 years.
That's not bad.
A little less than that's not bad. Yay. Come on.
Yeah, meanwhile, since he's dislocated his ankle, RG3 can't get arrested.
Right. The most common arrest is for DUI. In the past 15 years, 202 players have had reported DUIs. Assault and battery is next with 88, followed by, and are you ready for this, domestic violence, which 85 players have gotten in trouble for. This is an issue that's got to be addressed by the NFL, and I think this is, I'm glad the Times did this. There have also been 10 players charged with sexual assault. They got to figure out how to control this. This is a cultural thing in the NFL. These young men that come out of college and they come into this environment and they're all roided up. You know, they got to definitely calm this thing
and
down.
And because it started at 2000, it doesn't include Art Monk's Ponzi scheme, does it?
Hey, how dare you?
That's a joke.
How dare you? Blasphemer!
Yeah. That's a joke.
Blasphemer.
Anyone else is fine.
Southern Living Magazine asked Dolly Parton if being called a hillbilly is a compliment or an insult. I think you know how she answered that one. Quote, she said, well, it's a compliment to me. To me, that's not an insult. She says, I'm proud of my hillbilly white trash background.
I love
her. To me, that keeps you humble. There's that word. There's that word. Keeps you humble. Okay? That keeps you good, she says. And it doesn't matter how hard you try to outrun it. If that's who you are, that's who you are. It's a lady I had a chance to meet years ago, and she was humble, and she was very, very kind.
I like her.
And I like what she had to say. Another thing I noticed, if you see the video, oh, my God. I didn't put it on the show because I got too cloudy when I put it on. Miranda Lambert, another country artist, is on stage, and she's singing and touches the hand of a young cancer patient in the audience. And she breaks down. She doesn't break down and sob, but she can't continue her song. And Rob, if you see this, having a kid that had leukemia,
you know, Mike,
this
is I can't watch
touching.
Stuff like that. I really can't.
Oh my God,
and you know,
I'm not
trying to put myself above it. I just can't put myself in that situation.
Yeah, yeah. Oscar, I pray for you that someday you're going to have a little one of your own, and when you do, you'll see stuff like this.
Yes.
And it, you know, for any parent that's out there that is dealing with a child that has any issues medically at all, it's just, oh my God, it kills you. It really can. So check that out. I think you probably find it on YouTube. Miranda Lambert, you know, singing to one of her young cancer patients in the front row, and just beautiful. And you know, she gets emotional, but the child wasn't exploited. I think the child loved the fact that Miranda made direct eye contact, but then she had the audience finish the song for a beautiful, beautiful moment. At least once a year, Urban Outfitters gets in trouble for selling edgy pieces of clothing that totally crossed the line. Urban Outfitters just apologized for selling a vintage Kent State University sweatshirt. This was all over the news yesterday and the day before. It featured blood spatters and holes in it. In case you don't know, that's May 4th, 1970, Kent State Fordye in Ohio. It was called the Kent State Massacre, considered a national tragedy. Urban Outfitters pulled the sweatshirt yesterday after people flipped out. This is their quote. You be the judge. It was never our intention to allude to the tragic events that took place at Kent State in 1970. The one-of-a-kind item was part of our sun-faded vintage collection. The red stains are discoloration from the original shade of the shirt.
Liars.
By the way, Kent State's colors are blue and yellow.
Yeah.
If you were just curious.
I didn't see a WVU, a red faded shirt.
I hate the fact that they did it, and I hate the fact that they lied about
it. And they didn't apologize.
No.
Yeah,
there wasn't
they didn't
even
really
an apology.
So they're kind of asses about that. And now a little something-something. And incidentally, by the way, my kicker stories all this week will have the same type of ending. Now,
oh,
that's
good.
Putting a little pressure on myself.
Tree nuts?
But just, no, I end it the same way.
Oh,
I do.
Okay,
it's a comedy phrase that I like to
appreciate
use. So
it.
Let me start here. Police in Bradenton, Florida got a 911 call early Sunday morning from a guy who heard his neighbors attacking each other. At least that's what he thought he heard. A cop reported to the scene expecting a domestic disturbance, and instead, he found a couple getting it on their living room floor.
Hey, yeah!
It turns out they were just having some rough sex. Rob's getting in the spirit of my my kicker line this week.
Like, nice!
And since they didn't have air conditioning, they left all their windows open. No one was arrested, but the cop says he suggested that they keep the noise down. And sounds like the noise isn't the only thing they need to keep down. Am I right, fellas?
I get it. Yeah.
He asking you, am I right, fellas, with every line this week. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
From the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. Guess who is on our show this week? Tell him, Gary.
I think it's Danny Aiello.
Yes, it is.
He was in Do the Right Thing, but how many other films?
Moonstruck. He was in The Last Dawn on TV. He's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. He's going to be here with us. Be sure to listen. It's coming your way at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. The
facility. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love my sleep number better, and I am so happy that my 94-year-old mom got one too.
Yay!
And I got another one up in Maine that Carla's taking delivery on this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, look
so
at
the
that.
Whole family, we're into our sleep number beds. You got to check out the sleep number dual air technology for custom firmness and sleep IQ technology to help you sleep better. The sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It will give you the best night's sleep ever. It is the smartest bed in the world.
World?
Yes. World. You'll wonder how you ever slept without it. My sleep number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. I will tell you that I believe that, you know, I'm not making false claims when I say, even with as bad as my back has been the last 2 weeks, my sleep number bed, I would get up every single morning. It would be the most pain-free time of my day. And I think ultimately with doing my little work in the pool and my sleep number bed and sleeping as well as I did, I really think that helped me get on the road to recovery. Come in right now. You'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them, like my sister forgot, don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, September 16th, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Be nice to Kathy. Maybe she couldn't come up with your name. Maybe it slipped her mind.
There's this guy.
Yeah, he does a thing, and yeah.
What's that little show you do?
Send me your way.
Did you see his book? It was a good book.
It depresses me. Doesn't it depress you, Alan?
Oh, yes, it does.
Let's get a pint.
You know what? Alan is such a yes man. I don't think he's good for you, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think
okay.
so.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Danielle Watts versus the police yesterday?
Yes, what? I saw that story.
Yeah, now she was an actress in the movie Django Unchained.
Rob and I were talking about this before the show. This is, I'm conflicted on this story.
She was making out with her boyfriend in a car on the streets of Los Angeles.
Hot, heavy makeout.
Yeah, and they had a call in that it was suspected prostitution.
Mm.
And the you know, with that, you have, what is it, means for search or whatever. They have a.
Well, here's the thing. When I first heard this story, it sounded like the cops just rolled up.
Yeah.
And assume that this lady was a hooker because it was a black lady with a white guy.
Right.
I didn't know that they'd gotten a call where somebody thought this was the case.
No,
so
and that gives
right
them-
away, you know, I mean, you know, it's very popular now to bash law enforcement, but you know, if they got a call, they have to respond to it.
Yeah.
Let's hear the tape. Yeah. I hate to say this, it seems to me like if she had cooperated, this could have gone a lot better.
Somebody called the police saying that there was lewd acts in the car.
No lewd acts happening.
Doesn't matter. I have to ID you.
We're not doing anything.
Somebody called.
I'm on the phone with my dad. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, I want to see your ID. Somebody called, which means gives me the right to be here. So it gives me the right to identify you.
Do you know how many times I've been called? The cops have been called just for being black.
That is not
because we're black and he's white. I'm just being really honest.
I don't. Who brought up a race card? Why?
I'm bringing it up because
I had no. I said nothing about you being black. And I have every right to ask your ID.
And I have every right to say no. And if you'd like to,
no, you do not have every right to say no.
You can take me down to the court office and I can make a scene about it.
No.
And you know what? I have a publicist and I work as an actor.
I'm mildly interested. I'm mildly interested. You have a publicist, but I'm going
to stop it right there. Stop it right there. Okay.
That's where the cop lost me.
There are two things here. You know. I will tell you this, that I certainly cannot speak for her because I am not an African-American woman. And I know that people of a different color do get profiled. It happens. It happens all the time. I understand the frustration. But at the same time, the cop gets a call and the cop gets a call that there's a lewd act going on. And he's just saying, can I see your ID? I think it probably ends inside of 5 minutes,
it
correct?
Would. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Though, if you're beat down by the system,
yeah,
and caught me on a bad day as a Latino, you know, and I have the proclivity of mortgaging my future by buying nice cars. That when I was younger, not so much now.
Did he use proclivity correctly in that?
I believe so. You know what? It wasn't well chosen.
He has a proclivity for purchasing nice cars.
Yeah, and you know what?
Mortgaging my future by purchasing nice cars.
It was badly chosen, not misused.
We're always trying to help. We're always trying
what
to help.
What word should I use, wordsmith?
Well, no, you use proclivity, but it's just you have a proclivity for purchasing expensive cars.
Disregard the cars. If you're racist, if you're of race or color or whatever, and you've been pulled over, stopped, asked questions that you don't think anyone else would have been asked.
Right.
It kind of gets old. Though, that being said, I still keep my hands on the wheel, and I do whatever they ask.
Yeah,
to get it over with as soon as possible.
I just want to say thanks for coming into this country. But anyway.
Thank you.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thanks a lot, Rob. We'll get more Audio Vault tomorrow. We got to go. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.